That's fine.
Okay. How big is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Reza, please take a seat.
You are going to stop.
All right, Donna.
I'm here.
Okay. Luis Cabrera.
Call the meeting to order.
Okay, hold on. Call the meeting to order, and let's hand out the minute.
Chair, the minutes, the secretary is working on. Are there changes to the cover? Rico, how many of these copies did you make? Did you make 24?
So, first, though, there would not be.
Well, a few extra.
There may be a few extra. Do all board members have copies of the. Can everybody have a copy?
Everybody have
one. Probably Lexa, do you have one? Lexa, do you have one?
You have one?
Sure,
Agenda
is what we need. You have yours?
No agenda.
We don't have agenda.
Thank you, sir.
We're calling the meeting to order. And call to order. Let's have a roll call. Tim Aaron.
Here.
Donovan Alexander.
Jonathan is here.
Here.
Rodrigo. Luis Cabral.
Right here.
John Comstow is here. Ian Johnson does. Rufino Juarez. Tim Costin.
Present. Matt Cole, present.
Fred Klender. Ollie Lesko.
Here.
Sequoia Mercer.
Present.
Jeff Merrick.
Present.
Marjorie Murray. Margie, sorry. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Rita Poore.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Summer Reed.
Present.
Ramondo Renuso. Rico Ross.
Present.
Lee Walker. Donna Warren.
Here.
John Langer.
Here.
Lamont Lacey. Jason.
Here.
The IGM is not here. Okay. That's good. Are there any acknowledgments? That's good.
I just want to make note that it's great that we're meeting on Earth Day of all days. I'm glad to be participating in KFSK on an important day like this. And it's good to be here.
I'd like to acknowledge Rico Ross and the coordinating committee of the PNB for all their hard work in putting on the PNB meeting, which starts tomorrow in Los Angeles at the Sportsman's Lodge. And you're all invited to attend. And Rico is really, taking the lead on this thing. And I think we're going to have a good, productive team meeting because of him and his colleagues who worked so hard on the coordinating committee.
Thank you.
Okay, any other announcements? Rico?
I would actually like to acknowledge the volunteers who stepped up to the plate and helped out tremendously and made this all work so smoothly. As a matter of fact, even before people arrived, there were volunteers at this lounge player who told me, whatever you need, let me know. Chris Condon offered his house, even though we didn't use him, he offered his house and transportation. A number of members, that I won't waste your time naming, but a number of members stepped up and offered their services, their time, their gas, everything to make this thing work.
Okay, and I wanted to acknowledge the work of Terry Goodman. I have appointed him to a new position, which is LSC KPFK Web Liaison. So Terry has always done an outstanding job, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry.
Hearing no further announcements.
John, could you read the agenda so that
we... Oh, I'm so sorry. Do we have an extra copy? Has every board member, has every board member had a copy?
I don't have
one.
Okay. Here, I'll share one of them.
Let's three of us pass that on it. And then we can get the rest. Yeah. Summer, do you have one?
Good.
Now I've got five.
Jonathan, do you have one?
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, now we have these available then for the board members. So... can you pass that to the public?
Oh.
All right. Okay, we should have enough for everybody. All right, PMB notices. Anything that we should have?
Yes.
Notice about the PMB. Ken Aaron.
There was a resolution by the executive director that about zero tolerance. And I believe that was supposed to be read at this meeting. I don't have a copy, but I have a zero tolerance.
Okay.
Do you have it, Doug?
Does anybody on the board here have a copy of that?
I may have it on my email.
I have it on my...
good.
So I may be able to find it. Let's go to the minutes, the approval of the minutes. And back to the minutes to people, Doug. Okay, please review the minute for a minute. For use of the public airwaves is to support and promote the principle of nonviolence, which principle includes renouncing the use of violence or threats of violence to resolve disputes. And whereas the Pacifica National Board has received reports that the founding principle of nonviolence has been breached at certain LSC meetings, and whereas the Pacifica National Board desires to uphold and maintain this principle of nonviolence in all aspects of its governance and operations. And whereas the Pacifica National Board recognizes Pacifica's responsibility to maintain safety in all of its activities, and specifically to protect persons at its functions or on its premises, for being injured or threatened with injury by violence and threats of violence from other persons. Therefore, be it resolved by the Pacifica National Board, 1. Pacifica shall have a zero tolerance policy for violence or threats of violence at its LSB meetings. 2. The chairs of each LSB are hereby specifically empowered at their discretion to remove from a duly called meeting of the LSB any person who engages in violence or threats of violence against other persons during the meeting. 3. Members of an LSB who engage in violence or threats of violence against other persons during a duly called meeting of the LSB shall be subject to immediate removal from the meeting at the discretion of the chair, and shall also be subject to suspension from membership on the LSB by majority vote of the other LSB members present and voted at a subsequently called meeting of the LSB. Any member suspended by his LSB for violating its nonviolence policy shall be denied access to any meetings of the LSB and to facilities of the foundation. 4. The chairs of each LSB are hereby specifically empowered to remove from a duly called meeting of the LSB any member who has been suspended from membership on the LSB for engaging in violence or threats of violence against another person during a meeting of the LSB. 5. The executive director and respective station managers are hereby authorized to hire and appoint a sergeant at arms at the request of a chair of an LSB to enforce the removal directive of the chair as set out herein. 6. The executive director shall distribute this zero tolerance on violence policy to each and every member of an LSB. 7. The chair of each LSB shall distribute copies of this policy to LSB members as the first order of business at the LSB's next scheduled meeting. I see there's a print server here. I can try and print this so we can comply with this final directive. Does anyone know what the printer here is?
We could actually email it.
Well, it's just following the wording of the directive. This is supposed to be passed out to the meeting every member. Should I say what the vote was on this? Is that prudent?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure, go ahead. It passed 16-6. I don't even know where it is, but I found a wireless printer server.
It's right back here.
Okay, well, if you hear a noise, it's working.
Okay, thank you. Let's go back to the minutes.
I move the minutes. I move we approve the minutes.
Second. Debate.
There was a correction to the
I just want to make a comment that these minutes are inadequate in that these are roll call votes and there's no record here of how the roll call votes went, just the result. That makes it very deleterious to decide in the next election who you want to vote for as a member of the station. Roll call votes indicate positions that your representatives take. And that data seems to be lost. If the secretary has that information, perhaps he can provide us with it. That would be a great advantage to know how people voted on these motions.
I record name and vote with every recall vote. None of these votes were recalled.
Oh, these are not?
No, they were just raising of hands.
Okay, I withdraw it and apologize.
In previous minutes, you'll be alert to each of the
Thank you.
If there are no further minutes, I will be
Note on the minutes. Minutes on the back page of nominations for the election of a GMAC member. Should it be the GMS search committee, or is it a loan company? And just to note that obviously it's heavily redacted or mediated, my comments on what occurred during the meeting with the police officer.
I really didn't know there's 1,000 words in here, so I just put a few in.
Speak up, guys. You got to really speak up.
Yeah, just making a note that my comments on the situation with the LAPD officer are just heavily truncated or redacted. This is an abbreviated version.
What would you like me to do with that?
Just so that people understand that I didn't just make one small sentence.
Okay. We'll clean it up.
Would it be appropriate, Mr. Chairman, if I handed out the MD report, although it's not delivered?
Let's work on the approval of the minutes, and then we can...
That's what I'm asking. Would it be appropriate to note in the minutes that I distributed a
report? Did you want to make that addition to the minutes?
Yes.
Without objection, we'll make those changes. So please read the amendment that you have.
There's a word shredding here, which doesn't mean anything, and Dustin suggested that I tidy up. Although much of what was said in that 15 minutes, very little is reflected here except a quote from I am John, a small quote from I am Johnson and a small quote from Doug.
I'll accept your quote.
I will clean up Dutch's sentence. Leslie did hand out a PMD report, which I'll put in under PMD. And that's what I got here. Oh, and GMSD on the backside is the wrong one. The wrong letter.
Yeah,
okay, without objection, we will approve the minutes.
So
okay, the minutes have been approved. Let's go on to the IGN report. Do we have anything from the excuse us, please? Sherna?
Call the order, please. Rico?
Please.
There's one meeting. We're all attending.
Just a minute, please.
Point of order?
Just a minute, please. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Have we approved the agenda? There is no item on the agenda for approval of the agenda.
Okay, we have the minute approval, but we don't have that. Shall we add approval of the agenda?
Of course.
Yes. All right, let's do that. All those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Any opposed? Okay, thank you, so noted. Now let's go on to the IGM report. Do we have
Bob Conger, anyone representing him here?
Mr. Chair, because we're dealing with the DMV and everything, I think we should excuse our IGM. They are helping us put the PMB meeting together, and I assure you that next month you will get a IGM report.
Okay, thank you. So noted. PMB report. John?
I'll keep it very short and simple. As you just all heard, the PMB passed the zero tolerance, no violence motion. Not just to do with things that go on in our LSP, but there's been sporadic violence over the last few months in Washington, D.C., and in Berkeley, as well as here. So they passed that 16-6. And then also, there was a lot of conversation about preparation for the PNB meeting and things like that. And I will stop there and ask my other PNB members to fill in if they please.
Thank you. Any other PNB members who would like to report?
Sure. My basic things that I'm concerned with the National Office of the PMB right now all revolve around the General Manager Search Committee, and we did pass a motion regarding that at the executive session, just having to do with reporting our interactions with the National Office. And that's basically the thing I'm taking down right now with the PMB, and that's what I'm going to be working on over the weekend besides my answer. So it's an issue that's being attended to by the PMB to resolve some of the issues that we've had here in running our search.
Thank you. Anybody else? Questions?
I attended meetings with the programming committee. Lane Engelhardt was in attendance at that meeting and gave us a very good overview of her vision of programming at Pacific Rim. I think that it is, frankly, a good one, and I think we will see good outcomes from that. I also attended a meeting of the Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination, and we are pursuing policies for the network on those issues, and consulting with other organizations about existing policies that we can incorporate into Pacifica. And I attended a meeting of the Audit Committee, where the audit is now completed, and I believe will be accepted by the PNB at their meeting this coming weekend, I hope. The audit news is not good, although it's not as bad for KPFK as most places.
Any other PNB report?
Yes, in this personnel committee, we are evaluating the big boys. We're evaluating the ED, the existing ED now. We're doing a survey and getting that together to evaluate her, as well as the CFO. We're making sure that they are accountable just as everybody else is accountable. In the coordinating committee, we have been spending most of our time coordinating the in-person meeting here, trying to make sure that we present ourselves well here at KPFK and our great host, and organizing the flight, the hotel, the transportation, as I mentioned before, which our listeners and board members have contributed greatly.
The desk is over to Dutch for 1 minute. I've been asked to make a report at the PNB meeting, so I'll be reporting about the activities of the LSD. At the PNB meeting probably sometime Sunday. I'm trying to get a little power drunk there. It's very hard with such a light. Okay, public comment. And help us with the time. We're doing very, very well. And we have about 10 minutes for public comment. If we have any member of the public who would like to comment. And I would ask, please, if you could limit yourself to 1 minute. Yes.
I'm very concerned about cutting. First of all, what is the definition of what violent speech is? As a pacifist, if I said, I'm so angry, if I wasn't a pacifist, I would think about punching you in the nose. That line of speech, we need a definition. Number two, that, those of you who've seen the PNB agenda, I happen to notice that you would write her as a substitute motion. The reason being, because the motion that the PNB passed is in violation of the bylaws. Only the delegate assembly can suspend. The LSD cannot suspend, and the chair cannot suspend. And I believe that that's probably why someone finally discovered that it's in violation of the bylaws. I see that George Reiter has discussed it. I'm very concerned that all we have is 5 minutes for PNB report. There's a standing policy for 15 minutes, particularly before a PNB meeting.
Thank you.
We would like to know how our delegates are going to
vote
on various issues that before the PNB. The delegates should be asking the rest of the LSB if they want direction and asking the listeners. Total disrespect for process.
Thank you.
I echo that also, the total disrespect for process concerning personnel matters. I'm involving personnel of the board itself, the local station board, and it's not a good example to our mission or to the staff members as well. I'm also very disheartened by some of the things that are going on the air, particularly when people mention prices of television. You know, you can buy at a certain place. Or when they're promoting their friends who just happen to have businesses, say, in Long Beach or particular products. So I think there needs to be a policy created. And what you're to about people on the air promoting products or services or events. I mean, it's great to promote the green events around town, but when you have a specific one that you point people to and give times and things like that, that goes a little toward commercial advertising in my mind.
None.
Thank you.
I am concerned of what I see like a gentrifying at the station, a gentrifying of the grid. I see a homogenization going on at the station. I see a sort of monoculture of the mind happening at KPFK. Here we stand in our meeting on Earth Day. Our planet, it's like the day the Earth stood still. Our planet is dying. We don't have much time left. We have this wonderful conference happening in Bolivia, which can inspire people here. KPFK needs to cover the movement. They need to cover what's happening in Phoenix. And we need to build movements. KPFK should help to build movements. We don't have much time left. Let's have creating and variety and diversity and express themselves. We need alternatives to NPR and the commercial radio and other media.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's because the political bylaws reserve to the delegates the authority to remove delegates that I believe the bylaws require any suspension of a delegate from his LSP duties to be voted on by the delegates at a notice meeting. I've explained this to the board, the P&B, in email before this resolution was passed. I explained it to them in 2004 when Paul Big Ranzo was suspended. I explained it to them when Ken Freeland was suspended at KPFT. I explained it to them when we had a member here suspended a while ago, and they just continuously refused to intervene at the LSPs that have suspended members as LSPs rather than as delegates, and so it created precedent for something that's dangerous in that it allows the simple majority to whittle away the minority on a false charge of violent speech.
Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of shocked, and I really don't want to read this, but I think I should. I was screening the Pacifica National Board's program community meeting, and a member of this board said, I quote, to listen to this clip from April, if I don't hear the word diversity, is diverse a code word for people of color programming? Ms. Kaufman stated this. If I don't hear the word oppressed people for a while, I'll be happy, because we're getting more and more fractured, and we're trying to reach out to the different constituents. We are losing just from my talking to people. We're losing the people who used to turn on KPFK and listen to it all day long. The more we try for diversity, the more we want to lose people. That injects that oppressed people and people of color are the reason why we're hemorrhaging listeners and we're losing listeners. I think that the board should consider censoring this Kaufman.
Thank you.
I mean, providing the censure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'd like to know if Liz, my name is John Gary, I'm a legal advisor. I'd like to know if Mr. Johnson has been barred physically from this meeting, or if he's being barred physically from future meetings, whether he can participate as a member of the public in the audience, or whether there's some limitations placed on him just so I know.
This is, issue will be addressed at a future meeting. The LSP will be informed. We'll have a closed session to specifically deal with how decisions made by the LSD in closed session were made.
I didn't ask how they were made. I'm asking what
the I'm trying to explain to you that given the current state, we have to wait for the next closed session, and we'll be able to explain fully at the next LSD. Okay. Public comment? Yes.
I object to the thought that it's already given us like a little minute by the time you identify yourself, time's up, and you don't have time to make a point. I understand from the late Rob Evans that he at one point on bandwidth, there was a number of us around the country to help the race and nationality concept to give sensitivity to people, especially white people in the network, about people of color, the need, respect to understand other people of color, people who are different, different persuasion. I don't think the way to bring a discussion, debate, to come to a consensus, to have an understanding of the cause of conflict is by excluding both of you and excluding people. I think it's very terrible, and I'm ashamed that I'm part of this network that's excluding wrong people out because they don't like their ideas. I also object to the fact that we are back to the 1990s when the Clinton administration and their friends in the CIA sending propaganda to Cuba, decided to put people as a corporation, Barbara Rothschild, imposed to executive director or not, and to have throw over 200 people out of the network because of their ideas, of because they were questioning the system and the Yangtze Empire, and because they were questioning the racism. Now I'd like to please come back and bring your sanity back to your head and be sensitive to other people. Do not repeat the problems and mistakes of the past of the 1990s. Bleaching the programming, having segregation, apartheid is over, it shouldn't return. Having this block of programming for Latinos, this block of programming for black people, and this all these hours of programming for white people is not a good idea. Segregation, apartheid shouldn't be here in Pacifica.
Other public comments? Okay. Please note that in the
I'm on the list. I don't need to come now. But I want to say, my name is Ron Priesterspar. I want to say that I think it's a sad state of affairs the way the trial of the executive board was conducted this evening. I believe that there was a total lack of due process. Was Eon able to call on any witnesses for himself?
Okay, thank you. Please note that there is another time, two other times allowed for public comment. So the total we have allowed in this meeting, should it be completed by 10 o'clock, and there's a good chance we might be able to do that, we will allow 30 minutes of public comment. Okay, so let's go on to the standing committee report. Now, there was a large block of time, and the reason is because an issue that was considered to be important has been put on the agenda, so this is a committee report. I understand the committee has a motion which will be introduced and will be discussed by the LSB. So I'd ask the chair to give a very brief report and then open it up to the presentation of the motion and have an opportunity to have a pro and con discussion on that motion and then a final vote related to the important issue. So, Chris?
Thank you. What we were supposed to do is to do as our chair has outlined, to take some time very briefly. I'll pass out and begin to do so right now, if I may. The resolution that we would request that the LSB enact this evening to amend the fiscal accountability policy. With the permission of the chair, I'll pass these out to the audience as well, for the public. So we're coming to you with this document for the resolution this evening to amend the fiscal accountability process. I propose to spend our time by very briefly outlining the history of the FAP, asking them the key drafting members of the Finance Committee to spend perhaps a minute and to give their perspective, explanation, have some discussion, and reserve time with the agreement of the body for a vote on this, this resolution. There are a lot of procedural issues. I propose to get through those early parts so we can discuss the procedural issues as we attempt to move to a vote and hopefully adoption. The fiscal accountability policy was, to my mind, first seen on January 11th. It went to the National Finance Committee on the 14th, where it passed with one no vote. It went to P&B the following day and was adopted. It provides, as adopted, for the establishment of national accounts to which will be deposited all receipts of the station. All receipts of all stations. There will be an individual account for each station, and all receipts will be deposited directly to that national account. Disbursement from those accounts will occur by national staff in keeping with adopted budgets, and in emergency conditions and situations, it may be dispersed unilaterally and at the discretion of national. That's the synopsis you have before you, or I'll pass out, if you wish, for those of you who don't have it, a copy of the fiscal accountability policy. Maybe apologize for the limited number of copies. I have two or three for each of the groups.
Anybody on the board want to do
this?
No, this is general.
What you have for the Department of Commerce is the...
Yeah.
This is passed by the Department
of Commerce.
The draft resolution, and we'll get to that, was worked on in the course of February, March, and April. We've had numerous drafts, a variety of approaches. This is probably the most brief that we bring to you this evening. In past last evening at about 11:30 p.m., by a vote of 11-1-1. So it's perhaps under the influence of the hour, enjoyed a great deal of support. That roughly speaking is fast. What we have here says, and you've seen it, whereas the Pacifica National Board approved a policy, FAP, on January 15, 2010, mandating national office control of all station receipts, and whereas adoption of this policy may have occurred without adequate consideration of its impact, therefore be it resolved that business units that are operating within their budget, paying their central services bills on time, and providing accurate and timely financial reports shall maintain control of their own bank accounts, both revenue and operating accounts, and the P&B resolution of January 15 should be so amended. Current status, and then I'll pass the microphone on. Current status, as articulated by Arlene Engelhardt on the National Finance Committee earlier this week, was that the implementation of accounts is proceeding as we speak and was to be completed by tomorrow in Berkeley. WPFW had granted National the ability to have visibility into WPFW accounts, but that implementation had not occurred elsewhere. This is somewhat debatable, perhaps, but just to give you Arlene's perspective on it, we are not chasing a train that has completely left the station yet. With that, I go to Mr. John Wenger, and I believe Dutch has something to say. We have Summer and Harry Goodman and any others with respect to the time that before us. John.
Fred, you might have misspoken. We said WPFW. You're in D.C. You might have meant New York WBAI, which I think is the station
that
is problematical. My issue with the FAP is simply this. Is that if Berkeley and New York had financial problems, then why is KPFK being punished for their problems? It just isn't right. You know, it's a principle of collective punishment. We punish everybody just because you have a few criminals. It's just wrong. The second issue with it is that from a design point of view, if someone wanted to take down the network, then you organize it according to the FAP, because it creates a single point of failure such that all the money will be in Berkeley. And so a single person in Berkeley will have access to the money. And so if after fund drive, when the bank accounts come up, hit their peak, that person were a government agent or just a thief, they were to steal all the money, we'd all be screwed. It'd be hard for us to recover from that. It just doesn't make sense. Farmers say, you know, Pope Wisdom says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, that's what the fat does. So that's why I'm against it. And as a practical matter, currently the KPFK management, which has been developing budgets, develops an annual budget. So some things, however, are charged, and the budget is averaged across. So if something costs $12,000, that shows up in our budgetary statements as $1,000 a month. But in fact, internet services, I think, I might have this wrong, but let's suppose it's a hypothetical. Suppose you pay something in February, $12,000 lump sum, that averages out to $1,000 a month. And if our budget says we pay $1,000 a month, the national is only going to give us $1,000 a month, it gives us $1,000 in January, and we need $12,000 in February, and we get a second $1,000, we're short $10,000, even though we have the money in the bank. But according to the fact, we can't pay our bills. And it's just, it was done too quickly, it was in haste, it needs to be redone properly. And so what we're proposing is that our board, and hopefully the listeners here will support this, is that the FAT be modified and amended such that fiscally responsible stations can keep control of their money, and those which have lost fiscal responsibility have a way of getting back recovery of their money. We want to reward fiscal responsible behavior. So that's the end of my remarks.
We go next to Dutch, and we'll complete this, and then we'll take discussion
on it. Mind if I stand? The committee got together on many occasions and worked very, very hard on that, on this motion. The initial issue is that the FAP is a flop. with two stations well in arrears and just deplorable internal management, internal controls that were failing. They tried to pull some drastic measures on the entire network. Many people see this as an opportunity for power grab, to take control of all the finances of all the stations and put it into one very small set of hands, which in a democratic organization, I think we'd all agree is fairly dangerous. To quote John Wenger, with his engineering background, it's a single point of failure. And that resonated with me. When you put all the money in one set of hands from all the stations, it's very easy for one dirty set of hands or someone to screw up and to really screw the entire network. So with that, and we also wanted to take in respect that there was a committee and a lot of people that put a lot of effort into the FAP, into this document. We didn't want to disrespect the work, so we wanted to amend the FAP and not remove it entirely. So the as you can imagine, the debates raged along a wide range of thinking. So this simple paragraph is minor in form, grand in stature, just to say that we need to maintain control of our own monies. When we're doing okay and we're paying our bills, which we are, we need to maintain control of our monies. So that to have five stations, if one fails, five don't fail. Or just one. I think it's important that we recognize that. So our goal, just to reiterate what our treasurer, Craig Klender, is saying, our goal is to have our delegates, our representatives, go to the PNB and represent the voice of this board and urge this amendment. Okay, so that's just to clarify, that's what we're asking, that our delegates go and ask for this amendment.
Well, I will reiterate what my colleagues on the Finance Committee have already said. I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee now, and I was sort of shocked at the rapidity that the FAP came down. It basically got defended. The sky is falling. The executive director said, this is what we've got to do. There was no deliberation or time. Fred is the only person who voted against it. It was my 1 week as a non-voting member on the National Finance Committee, where I just got to listen to the other media. And I think it was, there are very legitimate problems going on at some of these stations, but they're not resolved by the FAP because it really does mean National Office is really severely understaffed, in my opinion, and disconsolidates dealing with everybody's money every month up at the National Office. And it literally, like, he's right, the entire ship could be taken away with, you know, you can't put your trust in, I like who's in administration right now. You have a set of rules that will work, whether good people or bad people are in power. And this simply consolidates all the power at one place, the National Office, where the entire network could go down if the money didn't get transferred to stations in time to pay their bills. So this creates a carrot and stick situation. If you run your station well, you get to control your money. If you run your station badly, National's going to take it over and allocate your money. So I think it's very straightforward. I think it can enjoy some support on the national board and maybe actually get passed as an amendment, because it doesn't undermine the goal of taking over the stations that were having really severe problems, but it does say, hey, don't cut a shot for this, and it keeps everything decentralized, where I think most of us think it should be in the tech organization, where it's diffused, and indeed we won't lose everything because there's one point of failure, great term. So, you know, I strongly support this. There are other things that went behind it, but this is what everyone agreed on. It is straight to the point. Wouldn't get shot down because it has too many issues in it. This is just like, bam, if we run our station well, we get to control our money just like we always have. So I think this is a very supportable motion at the national level as well. So I hope that the body will give it complete and full support, and then I intend to advocate for it this weekend, and I hope I'll have my colleagues on the PNB with this as well, because it doesn't undermine the goals of the previous document. It simply improves it so that we're not punished when we didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you, so we're lucky to have you. Last principal drafter of being a little bit arbitrary with that term, Mr. Terry Goodman.
Yeah, the reason the Pacifica was right for a national power grab removing fiscal control from the general managers was that at this time, most of Pacifica station general managers are interim.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a trusted CFO. But I'll remind many people that we haven't always had a trusted CFO, and the CFO we have now is only going to be there for as long as he's there. This is setting up a new procedure that whoever gets into the national office in the future will inherit. So the PNB was right for adopting something like this because of the interims at the general manager level. And there were several accounting scandals or problems that allowed the ED to, I think, stampede the PNB into approval of this policy. But I will point out that those particular errors at KPFA and WBAI were, in fact, violations of the Pacifica Financial Policies and Procedures Manual adopted by the PMB a couple of years ago. So the problem was lack of enforcement of the policies and procedures. One of those policies is that all receipts are to be deposited within 24 hours. Obviously, if you have a mailbox that nobody's paid the bill for and you can't empty it and deposit checks, they're not being deposited within 24 hours.
Thank you, sir. We have, I'm thinking, 13 or 14 minutes. Would propose to go into at least 5 minutes of LSB statement and discussion.
Okay, at this point, the presentation has been made for about 15 minutes. We have about 10 minutes remaining of 25 minutes allotted. So I would like to allow now members of the LSB to comment and then come to a vote within about the 10 minutes.
That's what I was suggesting, Mr. Chair.
We have to have some public comments.
Any public comments?
Yes, we have time for public comments.
Maybe five and five.
Four of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so four.
Maybe five and five.
Yeah, 5 and 5, I think.
Good.
Okay. Sean?
I have great sympathy for this motion. I was on the board, and me and Lizette King from Washington, D.C., where there's been quite a bit of apparent corruption. We supported a trustee system where if they're not running their station right, the national office comes in, puts in good people, much like they do with unions. That didn't go down. I want to tell everybody, it wasn't so much that Irene, the ED, was stampeding everybody. There were a number of members on last year's PMB who had been there for 6 years. They allowed all these material weaknesses, you know, to occur within our financial system. So there was a rush on the part of these members to cover their butts, to put something in place before they left. Okay? And you should understand that. Now, on the concept that other stations are being punished, you can look at it like that. But the fact is, legally, we are a network. And when WBAI goes down, they can take our assets to pay their debts. Do not forget that. This thing didn't come out of just nowhere. The fact of the matter is that WBAI, at PFW, at KPFA, they don't give timely reports, which, by the way, our auditor's report reminds us that can get us in trouble with the FCC, the CPB, and we're talking serious money here, folks, okay? So, I want you to understand, this wasn't done just to punish, this wasn't done as a power grab. I think it only takes care of half our problems, but I'll tell you something. KPFA just misplaced for over a year a $375,000 check. Guy, that should upset everybody. You know why we've got financial problems too? In our financial, what is it called? Our financial policy unit. We're supposed to have a controller and an assistant controller. We have one and a half financial staff people right now. We should also be sending a motion to IED to say, beef up that national staff. Because if we had a controller and an assistant controller, we probably wouldn't have lost $375,000, or PFW wouldn't have lost $200,000 on a gala event, a fundraiser. They spent $200,000 and came up $50,000 short. Folks, this isn't because people are being deceitful. It's because we don't have the right management and the right internal controls in place. And that was all done over the previous 6 years. Okay? So please, understand, 3 points of failure will take us all down too. Not just one, but 3 points. And that is very likely with three of our sister stations. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. I'm going to play the devil's advocate because we're hearing all from one side, and I want you to hear what the PND were saying when these decisions were made.
I'm just making that argument.
I'm going to reiterate some things quickly. What was happening, the main thing that was being driven is that there was a real need for responsible oversight of all five stations. As you said, checks not being deposited. When you talk about $375,000 being forgotten about in a drawer, I mean, if I forgot $35, I'm surprised. You forget $375,000. Forgotten. When you talk about P.O. boxes with money, forgotten about. And when that was coming to a board, as it's coming to you now, you would think, hell yeah, something's got to be done. And that's the way it was placed out. And so that was the environment that it was in. GM coming and going. And there's not being any type of real consistency there. And there had to be some type of consistency because one guy comes in, another person goes out, and, you know, it's just nothing, no oversight. And lastly, as a network, as he said, a network, one station can bring other stations down, but it was also put that one station can possibly help another station during hard times as a family, and so there may be a need for us to centralize something. Now, when I heard these arguments, they all made very good sense. This particular resolution, I think, makes sense as well. And as a representative of KPFK, if we pass this, I will be supporting this.
Yes, I voted against the fiscal accountability policy in the first place. Well, I understood the mission calls for the station to be as self-sustaining as possible, and that's difficult to do if you don't control your own money. The system of station self-sustenance has worked for 50 years in some cases. The problems of last year should not change the system with that kind of history behind it. That said, I have two concerns about this, and one I think is a simple matter of agreeing on an amendment of some sort because, frankly, stations are in and out of compliance frequently with the requirements of this during the course of the year. And we can't be moving bank accounts back and forth every month because we didn't pay our central services fees this month, but we'll pay them double next month. And that's what this calls for as a structure. And that I find problematic. There's no guidance here on how often this occurs. There is also no clear mechanism for returning control to stations if they come back into compliance with it. And that concerns me because our station was out of compliance with a lot of this for most of last year. We are coming back into compliance with this, but there's no mechanism that would have given us control back of our money necessarily built into this. That concerns me. I'm also hearing a construction conflict here between using this as carrot and stick and using this as a physical control mechanism. I want to know which this is, because what we've said is that the problem is that national, centralizing the money puts one person in control of the failure.
Okay, time. All right, we have just a few minutes left for this motion to be fully discussed. We have about 2 minutes left only for the LSC, and then 10 more public comments. So, Ken, please keep this very brief.
The staff was one response to a problem. The other response, which Sean spoke about, and I think someone has too, is that there isn't adequate control in national or local, whatever. I mean, that seems like a major problem that nobody is addressing, and I'm not sure how we can address that, but that none of it solves that problem. And if we solved that, we wouldn't have to go through it. I don't know how the national can do that. And how we can deal with that. Maybe it's a separate issue, but I'd like to deal with that. Maybe not today.
Okay. Ken?
I concur with what Leslie said. This motion has no specificity, and at this time, we don't have the time to go through the beating out and getting all the specificity, 12 months and 6 months and reviews and this and that. This just shows a strong intention from this station, and maybe the other PMV members will support it, to put a halter on this stampede to put in autocratic control from national. That's the point. That the PMV itself can at any time go ahead and say, this station should be released, this station should be given, their account should go to national. That can all be handled on a case-by-case basis.
Good judge, time, Ken. Okay, the time for this motion as allowed for this discussion is up as far as the presentation of the Finance Committee. We can go to public comment, but I would urge you please to keep it brief so that the LSC can take a vote and we can conclude our meeting on time. Go ahead.
I think you mentioned the big elephant in the middle of the room. You're going to go corporate. You see the construction of the mass media and a fewer and fewer hands. You are part of a large society. This is monopoly capitalism. Your first next thing you're going to be seeing is people in the centralized office telling you what to put on the air. And you're going to go corporate, but you don't like the corporate model. How is that? Explain it to me. You like democracy with Palestinians as long as they don't have commas? You don't want democracy in Vietnam, I don't know what you mean. You want democracy in Mexico, I don't know, you don't have Andrés Manuel López Obrador. You know, this is part of the contradiction that you are part of in this society. You want to be corporate and be the big power, the big rise and block, but this is what's happening. You are suffering, you are a victim of the centralization of power of monopoly capitalism as we see it in this stage. The next thing, I can warn you, keep going on this model, next thing you're going to see is more dictator, and a very small office in Pacifica. And I warn you, please don't say later that nobody told us about it.
Thank you.
Two things. One, the FAP stated does not solve what I understand are the basic problems. For instance, New York having enormous rental expenses because of their position in the building that they have, and that's on a lease. It probably needs to be broken, and it can with good lawyers and good work. And also the idea that, above all, the money allows the staff to do their work in many ways, and we don't want to have to call or to mail or to email the central offices in Berkeley in order to get things to happen at KPFK.
Thank you.
Yeah, the devil is always in the details.
enablementation. There's real people in real life doing and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. From the very beginning, in general, Pacifica has never reconciled the nature of the foundation and the network and the local stations and all the participants. It's never been resolved in 4 or 50 years. And we can't do it all at once. The shotgun approach is not the way to go about it. Pardon the analogy. I'm not going to use a rifle either. The point is, there should be clear. In a great discussion here. Very good. There's the people each putting different things, Leslie and Sean and Summer and so on. We need to put it together. We need to be clear what was the origin, the genesis of this problem. Why did this thing come up? Concise to the point, what can we do about it now? What should we do about it so in the future? And not 10 years now, but in the course of the next year, there's a plan that's put into effect that's implementable, that's realistic, that will deal with these issues. If it is now, neither on a local nor national level are we prepared to really deal with it competently in total.
Thank you. Chair?
Yeah. Although the Local Station Board is a committee of the national board, they do not normally present to the national board the motions that the LSPs have adopted. So you should not allow imperfections in the language that's under your consideration to block an expression of the LSB's sense to guide our directors in crafting whatever they want at the national level.
Thank you.
Thank you. I agree with Karen, and I'm very concerned that no one asked an extension of time so that we could hear what more the directors have to say. Because there is a PMB meeting this weekend, and it's a critical issue. I don't think any of us want the kind of autocratic, centralized control that we're beginning to see, not just in this, but in a host of other resolutions that are being brought forward. So I would urge you, after public comment, for someone to move for more time in order to craft something for our 4 PMB directors to take in the language that is a recommendation to the PMB instead of just letting this go.
Okay. Essentially, the last public comment, if you want to come back to the PMB.
Yes, this statement is short so that other stations can and people at the PMB can be rallied to it. It's lacking detail, so it can be brief and to the point and be something that can be communicated quickly. A lot of work was, I hear everyone say it, and it's true, a lot of work was put into it. Please vote.
Thank you, John.
Okay, I would like to move to the back to the LSB and ask, I would entertain a motion to move for a vote.
So moved.
Yeah. Second.
This requires a two-thirds vote in order to close debate. PMB LSB members, please, all those in favor of closing debate, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, we'll move now to an immediate vote. All those in favor of the motion as it stands, please say aye.
Aye.
Let's have our LSB members raise their hands, please, so that there's no confusion. Just raise your hand if you're in favor of this motion.
Sarah, how are we going to call for a roll call?
That was
an
audience member.
No.
We're playing
an
audience member.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. We have a standing policy that all main motions are by roll call vote.
No.
Okay. So we have, would you count the vote, please?
I see 15.
All right. All those opposed? Are you opposed? All those opposed? Abstention? Okay, let it be recorded that it is unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody, for helping us move this forward. And that will be something I can include in the report.
I'd like to make a motion to make a friendly amendment to this motion.
I mean, you have to make a new motion.
I was looking for a window to do that earlier, but it didn't come.
The only time, let's just explain a point of parliamentary procedure. If you want to make an amendment, you make an amendment while the motion is still being discussed.
But we weren't allowed to speak.
while the motion is still being discussed, if you have an amendment to make against the motion at that time, or you choose to comment. So you have an option.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the language of our previous motion. It came to my attention that it limits our budgets as concerned to central services only. I think it may be more impactful if it broadens out to be all of our bills instead of just central services.
What do you want to strike down about?
Two words, central services, right in the middle of the second paragraph.
Uh-huh.
Paying their bills
on time.
Okay.
Instead of just central services.
Yeah, sure. I take care of people not paying their rent because
they're close. I would like to speak to that amendment. I believe we need to allow our general managers more flexibility with the budget than to pay every bill every month, given that our income is variable throughout the course of the year. It is common practice in business to pay in advance or pay late depending on income, and our cash flow is too tight to tie our general manager's hands like that.
Let me just ask,
having this turnover.
Excuse me, did we have a second before we did that?
Second! If that means you can talk.
Are there any other comments?
I concur with the Bradford's comments. And I would make a friendly amendment to say paying their bills in a reasonable fashion.
Are you saying that you want to...
This is a new motion.
It's an amendment to Dutch's motion
to make it paying their bills in a reasonable fashion. Because if that's right, you have to manage money.
I would ask that if you are going to make these kinds of motions, that these motions need to be in writing, because now we seem to have an amendment on a new motion.
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. The person who seconded it, would you accept that
second
as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Okay. John Winger?
Yeah. I'd like you to recall everyone Terry Goodman's remarks that this resolution by this board was intended to be communicated, a strong statement that to the national board that KPFK wants to retain control of its own finances. And frankly, we ran out of time last night. We worked till 11:30, but we realized this is going to require some tweaking. And so we do expect that the PMB will tweak this.
I guarantee
and I totally agree with Leslie on her points. But I wonder if, other than saying that we expect the directors to further improve this, we hope that the directors will further improve this, and I'll tell you that right now, I would rather not take a long time wordsmithing this, because we know that the P&B is going to have trouble passing it in the first place. I expect you guys to further improve it.
Kim, the whole team is very brief.
I'm ahead of it.
I know, but we don't have any list here.
Okay, I'll take 5 seconds. I voted for this not because I think it's perfectly worded or correct. I voted for it to let our intentions be known to the PMB and to open it up for discussion there.
Thank you so much.
Yes, essentially that is the case. We have two other competing motions which had a tremendous amount more specificity on all sorts of things, including a specific paragraph that dealt with time periods like 12 months worth of arrearages, you lose control, you can buy back into having control of your 12 months of paying on time. We scrapped all of that and went for something that was straight to the point, specifically to allow the PMB members room to tinker with the language and...
Just
as one of the makers of the motion and the PMB rep, I mean, the goal
yeah,
was...
Keep it fairly
okay.
Short.
Anyway, the goal was to leave room for the other PMB members to have a stake in the outcome of this motion by allowing that specificity to come into play with the PMB rep, working together with the other PMB reps and turn this into something that the PMB would own, not just the PMB.
Right, correct. Yeah.
What I'd offer as a friendly motion would render what we have here a little bit more concise. This is something that a couple of us saw at 7 this morning. It would also render it somewhat less dangerous. It would eliminate a bell that some folks would like to hear rung, and that is deleting the item that says paying their central services bill on time. And the reason...
Excuse me, but as a point of order, you have already passed this motion as it stands. We're now talking about a new motion.
Right. Let's start dealing with a new motion defined by the deletion of one clause.
It is dealing with a new motion dealing with something that is has already been decided. We have the LSC has passed the motion as presented to us by the Finance Committee.
This is a new motion.
So this motion would not actually be. I'm going to rule the entire process out of order because it is a process that should have begun at the time that there was discussion, not after the fact, not creating a new motion to replace the old motion.
So I would
rule that out of order. I would rule that out of order and state that the LSC has voted on a motion and the motion is... It has been passed, and that's the motion that the LSC has made. So rule. Okay, we're going to move to the agenda. We have new business, staff registry, 2.5 minutes, at PD search committee. So let's make that very, very brief.
Okay, very brief. I distributed the material about the staff registry, which is software that was written last year, which allows the staff, paid and unpaid, it gives them another avenue to identify themselves to make sure that they get ballots in the upcoming elections. They don't have to use it. The motion is that the LSP strongly encourages the general manager to rapidly implement the use of staff registry software and encourage staff to register to ensure the right to vote and run for office. This also helps us not only distribute ballots, but to comply with requirements of the CPB and the FCC and the state of California and the corporation code for nonprofits and everything. So the general consensus on this. Also, I've spoken with the executive director and the director of human resources, and they agreed. They just want as part of the program that we, as a governing body, recognize this. The software is in place, and it runs, and it doesn't have to be used. There's no compulsion to use it.
All right, thank
you. So that's the motion, and I will call the vote on it.
I don't think that we have a motion or a second.
Well, that's the motion. Does somebody second it?
Second.
What? Can you read the motion again?
Yes, that the LSP strongly encourages the general manager to rapidly implement the use of the staff registry software and encourage staff to register to assure their right to vote and run for office.
Second.
So if we pass it, then what do we do? I mean,
we just send out
the TM. We strongly
that's
recommend
right.
it.
That's right. The software's there.
And our software, specifically
why is this a problem of not doing it?
We're giving guidance.
What?
We're giving guidance.
We're giving a nudge.
That's right.
That's a nudge.
That's
a nudge.
All right, so there we go. Comments?
No.
All right. Okay. I would entertain a call. You did call for the vote.
Call for a vote. I think there's no objection.
Point of information, maker of the motion. Did I hear you say that the software does exist and it is available already?
It's available when you know how to get to it. Yes, it runs on the internet.
It's owned by Pacifica.
It's Pacifica software.
Specifically for Pacifica. It's ours. We are foolish not to use it.
Okay. Let's not continue
I called the vote. I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm simply making sure that there's a fiscal and financial interest in this motion.
Okay. That is not a point of information. So
that's why I'm asking the question.
Sure.
That's a point of information.
The answer was yes, and that's
our
collective answer. Okay. So we don't want to go into anything further, please.
I have some information.
Yes.
Do we know how our general manager feels about this? Is he for it or against?
That's a debate topic. It is a debate topic.
It
is debating the issue. Please continue. We call for a vote. All are in favor of.
They're public comment.
Closing.
Oh, yeah, all public comment.
Excuse me. All those in favor of closing debate?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Nay. Okay. Abstention, sir? And? Okay, so,
with everybody aye except for
accounting. All those in favor on the LSB, raise your hand, please.
Of? In favor of?
Closing debate.
Closing debate. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. All those opposed? 3, 4, 5, 6. Are we counting 6?
Yes, we got that.
Yes, sir.
And the sir. Okay. What
do we got? We're up. 10 to look at
you. Could you speak louder? I'm
I thought 10 to 6, but I would like a copy of that.
10 to 6, is that 2/3?
No.
Calculate.
No. 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 It's a new math.
It's not.
Mr. Chair, what time do we have this facility?
Until 10, we have to...
It's 10:01. It's 10:01, Mr. Chair.
It is?
It's 10:01.
So we have... yeah, the total was supposed to have been 5 minutes, and so it's been a report on the staff registry. So I would ask that...
Mr. Chair, in light of the late hour, we're going to have to leave you very shortly. I would ask to reconsider the motion to close the debate so that we can see if we can get 2/3 and actually vote on something in the last minute. We are at time, and actually, because we are at time, this meeting is officially adjourned. So.
All right, so just a minute, please. Let's get this clear. What is your motion?
My motion is, due to the time, we reconsider the motion to close the let us vote on the motion in front of us. And leave accomplishments.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor of closing debate, please signify by saying aye, raising your hand.
Oh, I'm sure.
Looks like 11. Okay, 11. All those opposed? 3, 4. Okay, 5.
11 to 5, 2/3.
Okay. Let's move to the main motion. All those in favor?
Restate
the motion, please.
Yeah, restate the motion. The LSB strongly encourages the general manager to rapidly implement the use of the staff registry software and encourage staff to register to assure their right to vote and run for office.
All those in favor?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Oh, abstain.
Three of four abstentions.
Motion passed.
Okay, the motion passed.
Good night, everybody.
Excuse me. The meeting has not been adjourned yet. Hold on. At this point, the meeting has not been adjourned. We have passed this motion. I would recommend that we leave the PD search committee report for next time. I would recommend also that we schedule the next LSB meeting for Saturday, May 22nd, which would be approximately one month from today.
Hold on, please. Is there any flexibility as for the time? Is that we have to get kicked out, or we
that
have
is
to
a that is a subject of
the meeting was
that
called.
So the meeting was called till 10 o'clock.
Till 10 o'clock, we're at time. We are
okay. Okay, but can I entertain a motion? Do I have a 2 minute? Proposal. It would take a second to get.
It's not on the room.
I second that. New business.
All in favor of that motion for a 2 minute extension?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, you have 2 minutes.
Okay, this
coming week, and we're going to have May Day. When the history books are written, Los Angeles is going to be on the map because of the significance of May Day. May Day broke blood back by Los Angeles. Something to be proud of. It's something that this body should help encourage. So would it be possible for this body to make a formal recommendation to the programmers to encourage them to promote May Day as well? This is the first time there's a unified coalition.
Mr. Parker, I would suggest that instead of further discussing it, that you would simply make the motion that you intend to make.
Okay, yeah. This is the first time there's going to be...
That is not a motion. Just make the motion.
I propose that the program, this body, recommend to the programmers that they encourage May Day by this one coalition, which I was trying to explain, getting interviews with folks from this one coalition. There's one coalition, there's going to be one march, and as well as encourage all sectors of the movement, the progressive movement, to participate in May Day.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
I may incur your wrath for this, but I'm violently and vehemently opposed to this body trying to push program content to one particular issue. There's holidays, there's political movements, there's causes, there's all kinds of 1,000 issues. And that is not the purpose of this body. This body is to run things, not to advocate for political issues.
Not to run
point of information.
It's my understanding the station is planning to have live coverage at the event with live interviews during the event.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that I don't want to be in the position of advocating certain programming from this board, and that I would guarantee that every programmer is already doing stuff.
I brought flyers for the May Day rally and information. I think that's the most appropriate measure rather than us trying to dictate programming.
Any other comments?
Yeah.
All right, I would entertain a call for the question. A call for the motion.
Can I respond?
Can I?
I would ask for, I would entertain a motion to close debate.
I call the close debate.
We have other people who wanted to comment?
Just as a point of information, Ms. Parker asked for 2 minutes. We are extending this considerably. We have a motion for closing debate. All those in favor require 2/3. The motion can be voted up or down. Please so signify. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm opposed. I want people to
those who are in favor of closing debate, please raise your hand. Those opposed? Okay, the motion fails.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Thank you. Just, you know, as someone who's been beat down at May Day by the cops, I'm with you, man, and this isn't dictating programming. This is telling people to show up at a demo, just like which marked the Armenian genocide was going on this weekend that nobody even mentioned. These things aren't the same program. They're just saying, hey, there's an event going on. I'm not in favor of, you know, interview this one group, but yeah, we can promote it. It's just saying, talk about it. So,
okay,
well,
it's all
you got. Yeah,
you
know,
okay. That's 30 seconds. Help us with this, please. This is the first time we've done it. Okay.
I don't understand, you know.
Hold on, please. Let's not have cross discussion, please.
Hey, everybody, we've got 30 seconds.
Fred, please.
I don't understand, you know, this motion does not contradict with, you know, imposing to programmers to deal with May Day or not. May Day is an important day that thousands of workers have been killed. If we have to pay attention, what's wrong with that we oppose to this, you know, suggestion?
Okay,
Yeah, I think from time to time we do get involved in the program. We do make suggestions. We don't demand, but we make suggestions. And it's a cause that's great enough, and the community needs to know more about this information. Right now, there's something happening in Arizona where they're basically taking out a war against brown people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel compelled that we should say something about that.
Yeah.
But
from
time to time we do, so I would support this.
The only part I disagree with is that we can't ask them to interview a particular person. We can make it a general recommendation.
My point was that there should be one coalition.
Let's not have
the wrong discussion,
please. Let's not have cross discussion. Our 2 minutes has expanded. So let's,
if I can just finish.
Be mindful.
This is more important than 2 minutes.
Just to finish up while I was speaking, I apologize. I think it's important that we ran long. I think it's important that we address issues as they come up. And I think if we run a little bit over, it's reasonable. We've run over hours at a time in the past over quibbling nonsense. So when we're dealing with something important, it's important that we agree to extend the time. And I'm glad to see that we did.
Thanks.
Okay, Margie?
I'd like to support you on this. I also am a little confused about the Interview One Coalition. I think we should make it more general. And the other thing, well, I guess there's one big body.
One big coalition, everybody.
Everybody. And I would also further suggest that everybody independently contact programmers and write a letter, everybody on the board, and I think the audience, if we could comment, is what I meant to say.
John.
I support the motion.
Fred.
I support it. May Day is arguably the day for progressive politics worldwide, not least in Europe, where a lot of what we do goes back. We must make a big deal of May Day.
Okay.
I oppose the motion. I think the way it's been presented, it is definitely pointing at this body is telling programmers what to program, and that's not our job. I think we can present this motion in a different manner. We can say the LLC recognizes May Day as an important day, but we should not say anything about programmers need to interview anyone, blah, blah. That's not our job.
Thank you, Trump.
You can't impose anything specific a program. All you ever do is suggest. And whether that is a coalition of groups or people that they know individually, suggest to them that they do May Day programming on the most important day for workers around the world is something that Pacific should at least recommend to their
program. I would like to
call a question.
Call a question, okay. All those in favor? All those opposed? I think I'll go to the motion. All those in favor of.
Oh, that was the call to question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that again.
All those in favor of closing the debate. So we go to a vote.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
All those opposed? Okay. And the motion has passed. Close debate. All those in favor of the motion? So indicate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed? 13.
Opposed is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
No, please.
Before you adjourn, can I please make a request of the board and those on the governance committee to put item 9B at the top of the agenda for the next meeting? It's a critical item, and I'm very upset that we didn't get to this today.
Is that the PD?
Second.
And I have a quick comment to an announcement.
Wait, we're on
his
motion.
Yeah.
Whoa,
okay. Who seconded? All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. It'll be at the top. I presume you mean after the call to order?
Yeah.
Before anybody's there.
John, 10 second announcement?
John.
Announcement.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to announce that it seems like we had a pretty productive meeting today. Thank you everybody for that.
And I present a lot of vote of pride for either vote of pride at 4910 MacArthur Boulevard in Huntington Beach. Reaction is Sheriff from Arizona. I'm asking everybody, all the members, to be there and show our support to immigrants, to the workers of immigrants here.
So last one, just to remind everyone, in case you haven't counted it enough, there's a 3-day P&G meeting this weekend. So, like, please, let other people know, because, you know, a lot of people don't even know what's happening. And feel free to come and attend and make public comments.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to make an announcement. I heard from Quadi, who is the head of the CAB, and he has made some good connections with the Einstein Project, and they'll have... He wants to be on our agenda next time, and we'll have some good, encouraging news. Long adjourn.
Okay, please help us to get the meeting back in order.